Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CMN Momentum 2020 Online is the unique event for ministry-minded Catholics. Join us July 15th and 16th and jumpstart your good work for God. This two-day event offers best practice conference presenters and a virtual trade show. Also included are film screenings, music guests, and even a pro-life voter town hall. CMN is where Catholic businesses and nonprofits, leaders and volunteers, are empowered with practical hope and help during these hard times. Visit CatholicMarketing.com and register today. Your Catholic organization can join Catholic Marketing Network so you and four members of your team can attend Momentum 2020 for free. In addition to free access, a $75 CMN membership provides year-round benefits for Catholic schools, nonprofits, church fundraising teams, retailers, and more. Visit CatholicMarketing.com and register, and get ready to build professional and personal momentum.
Aloha, welcome to the exciting adventure of the Catholic faith. We're studying the Catechism of the Catholic Church in order to be formed in both our faith and to be formed in our understanding of the moral teaching, doctrinal teaching of the Church, and to be formed by the Holy Spirit. As you know, truth and love go hand in hand. They're the two wings of the eagle that soar towards Jesus. And so we seek to have our faith seeks understanding, and that is why we pursue truth in the teaching of scriptures, the teaching of the Catholic Church, the teaching of scriptures, the teaching of tradition, and both those are wedded together in the beautiful Catholic Catechism. Aloha, Tony. Tony is a member of the Man Cave, and we want to invite all men to join the Man Cave, and women, you can certainly go in and sponsor your man to be a member of the Man Cave by going to deepadventure.com. We're reading about the mystery of Christ's life. What a phenomenal thing it is to study and to understand who Jesus, the mystery of Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, the eternally begotten Son of God, incarnate, becomes man. According to the circumstances, catechesis will make use of all the richness of the mysteries of Jesus. Catechesis is this formation of our faith, and Jesus is the centrality of that formation. We call it being Christocentric. It is enough merely to indicate some elements common to all the mysteries of Christ's life, in order then to sketch the principal mysteries of Jesus' hidden and public life. Talk about the hidden life of Jesus. There's so many years we don't hear anything about. We'll hear the years of him being formed by Mary and Joseph, you know, as his parents. And then as in his adult life, probably after his father Joseph passed away. So much of his life we don't know. But you know what Mary knew? And that's why when you read the Gospel of John, you see a little bit more intimate details, because Mary lived with the Apostle John after Jesus ascended into heaven. Christ's whole life is a mystery. Many things about Jesus of interest to human curiosity do not figure in the Gospels. In other words, there's no, you know, normally when you tell a story, you say, and he had blonde hair, blue eyes, bronzed and buff. You know, it doesn't describe him in that way. It doesn't tell a lot of the backstory. Almost nothing is said about his hidden life at Nazareth. Now, if you've been to Nazareth, it's kind of in this mountainous canyon area. All the houses were built out of limestone. Most of the houses were cut into a rock, and then the rock was used to build, bricks. They were cut, they cut the rocks so that they were formed like bricks, and then they would carve into the rock and then build the house outward using those bricks. A tiny town just above the Sea of Galilee, near the Sea of Galilee. And it was always said about Nazareth, nothing good could come out of Nazareth. It would be like the not nicest suburb of one of our cities, probably something where you describe it like that. Poor Nazareth, and yet it was where God sent Joseph to take Mary and Jesus when they came back from Egypt. Chris Goki would like to say aloha to you, a member of the Man Cave. Aloha oe, my friend. I've grown to really love this brother dearly. Really going to miss you, but we plan to see you a lot still somewhere down the lines. Chris is being deployed for a few months. I believe it's to, you'll have to tell us, Chris, where you're going exactly so I don't mess up, if you're allowed to. He's a Navy helicopter pilot and a wonderful young man who's engaged to a beautiful woman in Pensacola, Florida, where it looks like he'll be stationed after this deployment. So God has been working in his life to be right where he wants to be after he does this round of service for his country. But we love you, Chris Goki. God bless you, brah. What is written in the Gospels was set down there. This is from John 20:31, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. That's John writing. The Gospels were written by men who were among the first to have the faith. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John the Beloved. You know, John Mark, who wrote the Gospel of Mark, is especially special to me because he blew it. When he was a young man, he had the opportunity to go with Barnabas and Saul, Paul, on their first missionary journey. And about halfway through, he said, I'm done. I'm going home. I'm bailing on you guys. And because of that, Paul was like, on the second missionary journey, when Barnabas wanted to give John Mark another chance, Paul said, nope. He was just very stern. And it became a kind of a big argument between the two of them. In the scripture, the word used means it was a real intense argument. And so Barnabas went his way, taking John Mark, and Paul went his way, taking Silas. You know, a lot of times out of those disagreements, good things come, right? It was like great things came because of what Barnabas did with John Mark, and great things came with Paul going with Silas. But eventually John Mark came to be with Paul again, and eventually it was John Mark who wrote the gospel pretty much according to Peter. He was the one that was hanging around with Peter, and so a lot of his perspective came through the eyes of Peter. And then we have Luke, who was we just see him kind of, he wrote the book of Acts, and we see him hanging around with Paul, showing up with Paul somewhere near Tarshish, I should say, and we suddenly see him in the book of Acts begin to talk about himself there too, or using the we as opposed to saying they. And he was a St. Paul's physician, which he greatly needed because he was stoned and beaten so much. And so we see this character, Luke. So it's just beautiful. The different versions of the Gospels kind of have their emphasis based on the man that wrote them, and yet all sharing the same truth. Aloha, Bill. Good to see you, too. Another member of the Man Cave. All the Man Cave members are joining up today, joining us today. We'll be having another Man Cave meetup in about a week. If men are interested in joining the Man Cave, they can go to deepadventure.com and join with us. You'll be stoked to get to know the men and to be encouraged by them and to be participating with us in building each other up. So the Gospels were written by men who were among the first to have the faith and wanted to share it with others. Having knowing and faith who Jesus is, they could see and make others see the traces of his mystery in all his earthly life. From the swaddling clothes of his birth to the vinegar of his passion and the shroud of his resurrection. Everything in Jesus' life was a sign of his mystery. By the way, the shroud is something that, if you want to study that, go to YouTube and look for Father Robert Spitzer on the shroud. There's a couple of good YouTube videos there. I was fortunate enough to be with Robert Spitzer, Father Spitzer, and have him do that presentation live. And then, by the way, that evening shared cigars with him, some of my Bear's Man Cave cigars. But he does a beautiful job of describing the miracle of the Shroud. And once you watch that video on the Shroud, you first become convinced it was the burial cloth of Jesus. But then something very sacred and painful begins to happen, because you begin to understand the sacrifice Jesus made. So there's first this sacred realization that the Shroud really was the Shroud, the burial cloth of Jesus. And then there is the overwhelming sense of what the price was that Jesus paid when he gave his life in total self-donation for us. His deeds, his miracles, and words all revealed that in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. His humanity appeared as sacrament. That is the sign and instrument of his divinity and of the salvation he brings. What was visible in his earthly life leads to the invisible mystery of his divine sonship and his redemptive mission. These pages that Father Mark Goren gave me are so thin. So I'm going to give you a little bit of chance to, and I love this Bible. I cannot believe I've had this catechism for all these years. The other ones always tend to fall apart, but this one, this small little traveling catechism that is no longer available, you had to buy it from Australia, has been such a blessing from Father Mark. Let me encourage you to meditate on Christ's mystery while you watch the little bit of the sunrise. Once again, a fond aloha oi to Chris Goki, a true brother in Christ. Proud of you. Thank you for serving our country, Chris. We'll see you hopefully at the next Man Cave meetup when we do our Zoom video chat. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Viva Cristo Rey and aloha.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.